What's up, you little pinball shits?
Pinball people. Hey, welcome to the Lens Pinball Podcast. I'm your host, Nate Stellhorn.
I'm sitting next to my dog, Harold. I'm actually inside my house recording a podcast again. It's only the second time I've done that. Lens Pinball Podcast is the only pinball podcast that's always over and under 3 minutes. Only record the podcast once. If it's bad, it gets released. But you know what? Tonight, I recorded two podcasts that are going to go unreleased. First time in the history of the Lens Pinball Podcast. Deal with it. I get to break the rules. I do it all the time. I recorded it twice. They were mopey bullshit podcasts. One of them, I actually said, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Moped around, talked about the weather being shitty. And then I was like, fucking fuck, dude. Get fired up. You're about to host the Multnomah County Pinball Championships. We'll talk about that in a second. This podcast is about three things. First off, pinball. Second thing, my dog Harold, who I have a leather couch. He would never sleep on the couch. And I just put this thick Blazers, Portland Trail Blazers blanket on the couch. Dude loves it, sleeps on it all the time now. I love the Portland Trail Blazers. It's basketball season. I'm a season ticket holder. I've got the worst seats in the house. If you ever want my tickets, let me know. I'll send them to you. I like giving them to friends and other people and taking people to basketball games. It's fun. Third thing the podcast is about is Gottlieb the Humanoid Pickle. He's a mascot for my pinball business in Lentz, Oregon, Portland, Oregon, the historic neighborhood in deep southeast Portland. I'm fired up. So, there are two unreleased episodes of the podcast. Deal with it. But you know what? Like, you didn't need to hear that shit. You got to hear the cool shit that's coming up. First off, the Lens Pinball Halloween party was pretty cool, fun. The lineup and the house looked dialed. Check out the Instagram. I did a little walkthrough video. Looked dialed as fuck. Multnomah County Pinball Championships, though. I am fired up for this. December 6th. 20 Gottlieb games from pre-1979 set up in the pavilion of the Zed along the back wall. I'm going to transform it into the Christmas pinball holiday extravaganza. Also doing a market the weekend after, a retro gaming and kind of Christmas market the weekend after. But this pinball setup is going to be awesome. It's a tournament that sold out in, I think, 48 hours when I posted the open. 48 lots available. And then we're doing a women's tournament too. I think there's 24 spots for that. I need to look at the dates and make sure everything's in the right place. I do that a lot where I fuck up a date or fuck up a time and post it three different ways on three different websites. So that's a good check. I'm going to check myself on that right now. 10 rounds of match play. But this is going to be the dopest shit ever. It's November 15th. I get to set up the installation, and I'm thinking of it as an art installation, and it's going to stay up through December 15th. So a full month of 20 Gottlieb games out. I'm going to do like free play nights. I'm going to do free play nights. I need to figure out, like, I'm not going to keep the games on and let people play them when I'm not there. So I'm going to like tuck the power cords away or something. Set it up so that people can't actually get to it and plug them in. But there'll be a handful of nights where you can do free play. I'm gonna just decorate the shit out of everything like Christmas. It's gonna look like a Christmas giant vomited on a bunch of pinball machines. Like gross pinball, like really cool decorations, like old school neat Christmas decorations. But I'm gonna go all out. And it's 20 Gottlieb games. The lineup is sick, and let's see if I can get a good chunk of these off the top of my head. I'm also going to borrow some games. I got a couple of loaners coming in just so I can get some extra special weirdo games. And I'm hiring a couple of people to come help me dial them, make sure everything's set up perfectly for the tournament and for the Winter Wonderland holiday Christmas pinball art museum. Maybe I'll do like museum cards for each game and tell a little story about them. And one of the machines, I'll lie and say that, I don't know, It was a game from Spain in 1915. The first pinball machine. Just made up bullshit. This machine was created by a giant. Who, I don't know. I blanked on it. But I'll make some shit up for some of the museum cards. But here's the lineup. Abracadabra. High Hand. Sky Jump. Just Got Solar Ride. Kingpin. Team One. Gottlieb Baseball. Gottlieb Pro Football. Which is a freaking weirdo. It's such a good game. Jumpin' Jack, Pioneer, Genie, Cleopatra, Buccaneer. I'm gonna borrow King of Diamonds again, hopefully. Homies, let me borrow it. You will. Please. Royal Flush is in, Big Casino, Joker Poker. I'm totally missing one or two. I need to try and get like a System A to B game. Freaking weird, cool game, or you know, it'd be cool. Hollywood Heat, that's 80s, but still, you know, I break the rules all the time. But anyway, Multnomah County Champs, the Zeds, Christmas, Wild and Neat, Wonderland, Arcade, Pinball. Extravaganza Museum is gonna be dope. Please forgive me for not releasing a couple of episodes. Tell you what though, he didn't want to hear that one. You wanted to hear this one. Lentz Pinball Podcast. Harold the dog is sleeping next to me. I'm going to bed. I'm going to bed and I'm fired up.